First, the Dutch migration minister resigned on Tuesday following an outcry over a report which appeared to downplay crime statistics in relation to asylum seekers. Our Dutch reporter Stefan Bos is on the line. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, hello.
So tell us about the report.
Well, the report basically said that there were very serious murder and manslaughter and mistreatments and sex crimes committed by asylum seekers. But the problem was that was only headed under other. So the main focus was on the less serious crime, such as theft and so on. But the serious mistreatment reported also by investigators was only put at the end of the report. And that really upset a lot of legislators. I mean, we are talking about at least 79 sex crimes, 51 serious abuses, and 31 suspicions of attempted murder and manslaughter. So quite a serious situation.
Just to be clear, this report was presented to members of parliament by this migration minister.
Well, indeed. And actually, he had always said that he wanted to be transparent. But Mark Harbers also admitted to parliament that he should have been more forthcoming with the more serious abuses.
En niet alleen ben ik daarvoor in staatsrechtelijke zin verantwoordelijk.
Not only am I responsible for that wrong information in the constitutional sense, I feel responsible for it. As this negatively impacts the trust between the parliament and me, and I believe there can be no doubts about the serious nature of these problems, I offer my resignation to His Majesty the King.
Yeah, and he was quite emotional when he announced that, I have to say. But of course, yeah, he said that it was basically also done within the official committee, but that he should have asked for more questions. So he also made clear that it was not done on purpose. He didn't really want to withhold information from the chamber, but of course he also pointed out that he should have been more clear about what really happened.
What's the reaction of the parliamentarians been?
Well, of course, especially the populist parties, such as the Freedom Party, but also the new party, Forum for Democracy, they, of course, find it only underscoring what they always have said, that the authorities are really not dealing with the serious crimes of asylum seekers, and also that the Netherlands should close its borders for asylum seekers. Of course, the real ones, they say, are always welcome, but they say that it almost seems that everybody is welcomed in the Netherlands.
The average Dutchman and Dutchwoman on the street, they're very tolerant people. Is that a typical tolerant attitude? Has that really been challenged at the moment?
I think it is challenged to a certain extent. Of course, there are mixed feelings. There are indeed many Dutch people who point out that the Netherlands should remain welcome to refugees. The Netherlands has always done so in the past, and they say we have a tradition of welcoming people with different cultures. But of course, you also hear Dutch people who live near asylum seeker centers expressing concern about these kind of crimes that have now been reported, and also other tensions, and they are really concerned that their neighborhoods are changing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do we know why these asylum seekers are involved in such serious crimes?
Well, I think one of the reasons is really that a lot of asylum seekers are desperate, are often in a desperate situation. We also know that they are sometimes, quite in limbo about what will happen with them, what will be the next step. But of course, advocates are also pointing out that while these are quite serious abuses, if you see the numbers of refugees arriving in the Netherlands, it's really a tiny minority responsible for these more serious crimes.
Okay, Stefan Bos, our resident Dutchman on Inside Europe, thank you very much for your expertise in this area.
You're welcome.